Hey, thank you for listening to the Happy Days Project. Each episode brings you a snippet of someone else's joy. Isn't joy a nice thing to be choosing to listen to? This excellent human has answered the question, what makes you happy? Let's hear what they had to say. You'll have got the memo by now that I do not record in soundproof booths, so enjoy the very occasional light bustle in the background. It's not as bad as last week's in that Thai restaurant. Here's Mike. Cool, so that's recording.
Well, I'll pick me up from that.
Yeah, it's quite good. I'll put it here, actually, and I can sit with you.
Is that already up?
Yep, it's on. Hello, how are you doing?
All right.
Good.
Yes.
So, thank you very much for doing this for me. Now that you're armed with your tea and I'm armed with my water. I was wondering if you could tell me what makes you happy.
Okay. Happiness. I'm not sure whether people are just happy all the time. I think it's more about being content, isn't it? If you get really happy and you get quite euphoric about something, I think it's a kind of a fleeting emotion. And then you come back down to being kind of all right, kind of content. I always think about my dad. He came from quite a really impoverished background, and he came to England and he worked really hard, as did my mother, and became a home owner in a nice street with a front and back garden, and that was his palace. And it was quite a modest house, but he was really, really content because he'd been somewhere else that was a lot worse, and so where he was, it made him happy.
Yeah.
But was he happy or was he just content? I don't know whether happiness is some sort of euphoric feeling we need to feel where we get all kind of, you know, or whether it is just that where you're not unhappy, you're not worrying about things, you don't have all these kind of issues and stuff you have to deal with all the time. Some people place a lot of importance on materialism. I don't think that's the root to happiness. It's nice to have things, and it's nice to have some convenience in your life. But I don't think being over materialistic is the root to happiness at all. I don't think people who pay £30,000 for a handbag are any happier than people who don't. I really don't. But at the same time, it'd be nice to have a nice handbag if you're a handbag kind of person, right? But I suppose the answer is money isn't everything. Yes, it can make your life easier and it can take away a lot of the things that will make you unhappy, but at the same time, it's not the be all and end all of being happy. I always remember when I was teaching at Southwark College and I had this impromptu debate with my class, and it really was, because I was asking them, I was really frustrated one day, I was unhappy with my students who were supposed to be performing arts students, and I said to them, why are you here? Why are you here? And I went round the class and I said to each individual, tell me why you're here doing this course in the performing arts. And one person turned round to me and said, well, I can come here, I can learn how to do some acting, and then I'll get on EastEnders or Big Brother or something like that, and I'll have loads of money, and then I'll be happy. And I said, the world doesn't work like that. I said, and anyway, who told you money equals happiness? And to a man, to a woman, to a boy, to a girl in that class, these 16 students all told me I was wrong, that money did equal happiness. But every single one of those kids all came from a really, really impoverished background. because of the catchment area where Southwark College Performing Arts Department was in Bermondsey. All those kids came from around that area, and they're all from places like Rotherhithe and Peckham and Bermondsey itself. And they were all from really, really tough backgrounds. And that's what they thought. If I can be rich and I'm famous, I'll be happy. And I said, well, what about all the celebrities that are already rich and famous and are really, really unhappy? And they'll kill themselves, suicides and everything else. They said, no. That's nothing to do with having money. That was to do with something else completely different. And I said, but you said that if you're happy, you wouldn't commit suicide, would you? I don't think you would. Anyway, back to contentment. Yes, being able to do what you want to do and not having someone tell you you can't do it, that would make you unhappy. So I suppose if you're able to have free will, you should be happy with that. And do things that make you happy. We all have to do things that make us unhappy. And sometimes we can't be bothered to do the things that we realise would make us happy. My wife tried to get me into walking for years, and I never wanted to do it. And then I found I was unhappy walking across fields full of cow shit, but I'm actually really happy walking along cliffs when I can see the sea. And I love that. And that makes me happy. Coastal walking. I like to be down in Cornwall, up on the cliffs. That's great. And I think the other thing that makes me happy is because I see what restorative effects it has on my wife. She has quite a stressful job. And the sea is kind of like medicine for her. And I think partly, if we walk across a field, she doesn't seem to be quite as restored or as happy. Yet if we're by the sea, she is. And I think maybe that makes me happy, seeing that she's happy. Because there's nothing worse than an unhappy wife. They can make you really not very happy at all. So again, relationships, I suppose, that can make you happy or really, really unhappy. You know, I suppose we've all had a broken heart at some time. So, and yet you can be in that euphoric happiness state when you're first in love with someone. But that's not real, is it? Because it doesn't last. Which brings me back to, is it happiness or is it contentment? I would also have quite some strange little things. And I think it's because I've been indoctrinated over my lifetime. So my football team, for instance, Manchester United. And when I lived in Manchester when I was a kid, right up into my late 20s, I was at Old Trafford every week when United were playing. Never missed a game, United fanatic. More of an armchair supporter these days. I'll go down the pub and watch them on Sky TV. He makes me unhappy, Rupert Murdoch. But that's another thing altogether. But the weird thing is, if my football team wins on a Saturday, I'm really happy for the rest of the weekend. I'm kind of in a good mood. And if they lose, it kind of puts a dampener on everything. And you kind of think, why does it do that to you? Why does it mean so much? And I think it's just because I was indoctrinated from being a kid all the way through my formative years. And when I see stuff politically, it's the same, has a similar effect on me. I really don't like the Tories. They make me unhappy. But then again, Labour are not making me very happy at the moment. They're also making me really, really unhappy. So politically, I'm in the doldrums at the minute. Nothing seems to be going right. So, I kind of think, sometimes I think, is it me? Is it me? What am I not seeing that some people are? So like the Brexit vote, for instance. I was really, really unhappy when Britain voted to leave. That really had a big effect on me. Still does. Still upsets me. And I kind of think, why do people look at certain politicians, like, that I consider to be quite despicable characters, Michael Gove, Ian Duncan Smith, Boris Johnson, Nigel Farage, I think these are absolutely despicable human beings. And yet, more people look at them and think, hey, they look like really good guys, I want to do what they want to do. And I think, that can't be right. And what makes me unhappy, as opposed to happy, is people seem to be getting more and more selfish. And I don't know why that is. People don't seem to care as much anymore. Maybe it's because people are more concerned about their own happiness and don't give a shite about anybody else's. And we've become quite a mean society, I think. And Brexit really, really highlighted that. And the people who were, you know, using it as an excuse to think they can go around abusing people. They're obviously happy. They got their way. So, at the same time, you have to say, okay, it was a vote, they won, you have to accept it. Mm-hmm. No matter how much it sticks in your throat. If you keep going back to it, I think, I found it quite difficult to accept, but I think if it's going to make me miserable, I'm going to have to just get over it, because it's not going to change anything. It's just going to be, it's going to happen whether we like it or not. So I'm not what people call a Ramona. I kind of say, well, that's the way the vote went. That's when we've got to go with it. I'm happy to accept a democratic vote even when I lose. I have to accept it because that's what democracy is. What's that old Voltaire saying? I fundamentally disagree with what you have to say, but I will fight to the death to defend your right to say it. There's a lot to be said for that, unless you start impinging on other people's happiness, then you shouldn't be allowed to say it.
Really interesting stuff, eh? Or do I just think that because I am, as you well know, preoccupied at the moment with disagreement and the healthy voicing of opposing opinions? Mike alluded at the very end of our interview to a belief in free speech and a rejection of hate speech. This can be a challenging reconciliation, I find, because how do you put limits on hate speech without being accused of limiting free speech? Well, I like to think of it, as I think of most things, in emotional terms. For both the person speaking and those listening, free speech frees. Hate speech hates. I think it's that simple. Allowing for open debate, respecting the dignity of yourself and others, uncomfortable maybe, but not inciting violence, that's ultimately freeing. That's free speech. And that's what I'll defend your right to, no matter who you love or hang with or voted for. What do you think? Thank you, Mike, and thank you for listening. See you next Monday. And until then, enjoy what makes you happy.